Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper. Heck, Tolo. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Mothwa Slapping Orchestra. Lost my brain.
Well, I lost my brain. Don't know where I put it. It was somewhere in my beer. But I don't need it anymore. So if you find it, don't let it near my head. Well, I lost my brain. Don't know where I put it. It was somewhere in my beer. But I don't need it anymore. So if you find it, don't let it near my head. Well, I lost my brain. Don't know where I put it. It was somewhere in my beer. But I don't need it anymore. So if you find it, don't let it near my head. Oh, I lost my brain. Don't know where I put it.
You're listening to DeZorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mothra Slapping Orchestra and a track called Lost My Brain, all the way from Ile de la Réunion. And hello to Eric and the rest of the band. What is Mothra Slapping Orchestra's Bandcamp page, Tony?
Mothra Slapping Orchestra Bandcamp.com.
It's Mothra Slapping Orchestra 1.bandcamp.com, and that's a numeric one. We know the possible reasons for that if you've been listening to this show for a while now. But anyway, Mothra Slapping Orchestra 1.bandcamp.com, Paul B. Internet 1, Tony Neil. This is, of course, part one of this year's two-part Halloween special.
Ah.
So I thought we'd start off with a Mothra Slapping Orchestra and Lost My Brain. What we're actually doing this week, all the songs we're playing this week are not classic, obvious scenes for Halloween, so right. You have to wait for the vampires, the werewolves and the mummies for next week, but don't worry, they are coming this week. Little bit different, but you'll still see where we're going. Speaking of a little different, but you'll still see where we're going. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, comedy suburbs if it's a joke, and poetry corner if it's a poem. I'm glad to say that's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
So proud of that. It's lovely to know Jeff's not dead. He does say, sorry I missed last week. I was in Mississippi. Was busy dodging Trumpers. What's wrong with these inbred people? So I'm a bit dark right now. So I am back, putting the fun in funeral and the sexy in dyslexia. I went to visit my childhood home, but the people who lived there wouldn't let me in. Parents are the worst. Jeff, P.S. I live near the Tempura Women's Shelter. It's for women who were only lightly battered. I do like his P.S.'s. If you think you do as well as that, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Let's hear that thing again. So proud of that.
It's good.
So glad that Jeff is alive. And also, I should say, Jeff's opinion on people that support Donald Trump is not the opinion shared by Punky Radio. I think it's shared by you. But you know what? People are born Republican and they're born Democrat, and it doesn't matter who's in charge, they'll vote for them. Then you've got the Maddows. No one can account for the Maddows. And in this election, I would say there are perhaps more Maddows on the Republican side than the Democratic side. But hey, I still like the idea of him being president of the United States. I think it's wonderful. I think, as I said all those years ago, we missed the trick. We should have had Donald and Boris at the same time. If we'd done that, the whole world would have been lit up with madness, as it is.
We did have a crossover, didn't we? It must have been...
We did have a crossover.
Not long, though.
It wasn't really long enough, was it?
No. Well, I don't know.
Well, but I mean...
I know what you mean.
Let's face it. Like, our ordinary lives are not impacted by any single person on the planet, I would say. There are various forces at work that mean we either feel a bit better off or we feel a bit worse off, right? Mm. There are places around the world that are in war situations that we can only imagine. And the difference between world leaders will affect them a lot more than it will affect us. That's right.
That is true.
Yeah. And quite frankly, my life is just so awful. It doesn't matter what happens. I'll still wake up miserable. Right. Let's play another track, shall we? Anything to add there? The Cavemen, Tony, a great band that we've been playing ever since they got going. And they've been going rather a while now. When they started off, they were teenagers. Well, you know what? They must be knocking 30 now.
Wow.
Bastards. But great album out earlier this year. This is one of the first tracks I heard of it. I've saved it for months, and that's true of some of the tracks I'm saying this week. What is The Cavemen's, there's a clue, Bandcamp page?
TheCavemenNZ.bandcamp.com.
Did you say The CavemenNZ?
I did.
You did, well done. TheCavemenNZ.banker.com. Originally from New Zealand, the last I heard they were living in London, but they spent time in South America as well. That's as much information I can give you. Find out more via the Bandcamp page, TheCavemenNZ.banker.com. For the internet, one Tony Wong, this is The Cavemen, Night of the Demon.
See that?
you're listening to Guitar Me of One underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Caveman track called Night of the Demon. Find out more, thecavemennz.bandcamp.com. And if I ever get the chance to see them live, I will go, because I imagine, or from what I've read about them, etc., they're absolutely brilliant live. And that album that came out earlier this year, I can't remember who it was by. It might have been by Slovenly Records. They were on Dirty Water, I think, and then they moved Slovenly. I'm not entirely sure where they are now. From memory, I think it's Slovenly. Great label. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to the page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. You can either leave a comment by replying to last week's show post, or if you're feeling particularly daring, you can join the group. Either way, it's fine. So we had 3 new comments this week.
Wow.
I know. First of all, Lone Creep got in touch.
Hey, Tolo Lone Creep. Love you, man.
And he says, tuning into this nonsense now, smiley face.
Yeah, you know what? He's not wrong. It is nonsense. Yeah. What we do is nonsense. The music's brilliant, but what we do is nonsense.
Exactly. Jen Glenn got in touch.
Hey, Tolo, Jen Glenn.
Right, so they say, podcast audio seems off. Tony is clear, but Paul is muffled with a lot of tone. Super excited, though. I do remember listening to Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry back in the 80s. Jen Glenn, Glenn, Jen, 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 Glenn.
I did add a comment. Did you read it?
You did. You said, yeah. You said the show, the whole show has a lot of tone.
The whole show's got a lot of tone, because I called you tone when I'm not sure. Well, I'm not calling you quattro.
It's quattro, it's tone. I respond to a lot of things.
Which just reminded me of. I'll save this for the next bit.
Okay.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I've come up with something else now. I'll save it the next bit. Sorry. Yeah.
But as we kind of had a problem with Skype last week, but it was on the edge. But it'll be fine. Yeah. This week seems fine. Hopefully, it was a one-off.
Situation was out of our control. The music sounded fine.
Yeah.
My apologies if you didn't hear every single bit of gold dust I uttered.
I know. Yeah, yeah. Some shows don't even do a show, and they don't complain. But you do a show, and the quality is slightly subpar.
That's probably why they only complain when we do a show.
Yeah. And finally, Joe
Daniels. I'm writing.
Joe Daniels also got in touch.
Hey, hello, Joe.
And obviously, responding to the fact that we're doing this show, longest ever, and the biggest show ever, longest show ever, best show ever, as we mentioned, of course. He says, there was a bloke named Joe Murtaugh that did a few punk-based podcasts a number of years ago.
I think I left a comment about that, didn't I?
You did respond, saying, well, doing a few number of years ago is not doing nearly 1,000 since almost 20 years ago. There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, meh.
Yeah. So, up yours, Joe. Yeah. Whether you're in Romania or whether you're in, where else? Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia, wasn't it? Yeah.
And where was he after that? Somewhere in Kent.
It did get worse, didn't it?
I hope you're well, Joe.
Yeah, but as I say, he's like, we're not saying the only people who do podcasts anymore, we're just saying we've been doing it the longest without taking a break.
Yeah,
and we're still doing it.
We had one break that was planned and one break that was enforced in 10 years. Not bad.
Yeah. And this week's show is 996 before.
Wow. Four left.
Who knows, eh? That's it on that bombshell. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for a band that I think are called J Squared and the Mixed Up Zombies. We'll discuss it afterwards. But first, B.B. Gallini. This came via Rumbar Records. What is B.B. Gallini's website?
bbgallini.com?
It is bbgallini.com. I'll spell it out for you. B-E-E-B-E-G-A-L-L-I-N-I. bbgallini.com. Played a few by B.B. Gallini. It's a kind of sort of garage rock vibe about it. I think you'll like this one. Paulie B and Internet 1, Tony 2. This is keeping on the Halloween theme of sorts, She-Hulk.
filters were shot by an angry crime boss. She was at death's door, but her cousin wouldn't stand for that loss. Bruce did a transfusion with his blood, so Jen could live by that. So green. Her strength is spectacular in courtrooms and on the streets. When people see her, all they do is run around and scream. Cause nobody loves a She-Hulk. Nobody loves a She-Hulk. Nobody loves a She-Hulk. Except you and me. We don't allow no green skin women in here. Until she turns savage, then she's feeling right or wrong. Yeah, but all she ever wants to do is just to fight in a court of law. She wants justice, baby. Nobody loves a She-Hulk. Nobody loves a She-Hulk. Nobody loves a She-Hulk. Except you and me. We don't allow no gray skin women in our house. Until she turns savage, then she's feeling right or wrong. Yeah, all she ever wants to do is just to fight in a court of law. Fight for the ACLU, baby. Nobody loves a She-Hulk. Nobody loves a She-Hulk. Nobody loves a She-Hulk. Except you and me.
Zuffle.
Wilhelm! Yeah, I'll just fill my pipe.
And now the most shocking and terrifying road to a sound effect ever put to music. J Square to the Mix Comes Zombies invites you to do the Wilhelm Scream! Took my baby on a roller coaster ride, went dippity dip and side to side. Held on tight to the clickety clack. Didn't think we was gonna make it back, cause just when it seemed we was gonna hit a beam, we held on tight and did the Wilhelm scream. We did the Wilhelm scream.
Yeah!
We did the Wilhelm scream.
Ah!
We did the Wilhelm scream.
Ah!
We did the Wilhelm scream.
Ah!
Come on, baby, this ain't no meme. Do the Wilhelm scream.
Oh!
Went with my baby to a movie show. Got there late, had to sit in the front row. Stretched out my leg, hopped the junior in. Saw what was coming, didn't have to squint. Once they came out, like from a bad dream, only one thing to do. You know what I mean? We did the Wilhelm scream.
Ah!
We did the Wilhelm scream.
Ah!
We did the Wilhelm scream.
Oh!
We did the Wilhelm scream.
Oh!
This is a coupon you gotta redeem. Do the Wilhelm scream.
Ah!
Saturday night, and you're looking for a way to treat your baby right. Here's a tip, straight from the heart. You and I know that's the best place to start. Don't keep it to yourself, no loss of self-esteem. Just take a deep breath and do the Wilhelm scream. Do the Wilhelm scream.
Oh, yeah.
Do the Wilhelm scream.
Yeah.
Do the Wilhelm scream.
Oh.
Do the Wilhelm scream.
Oh.
Do the Wilhelm scream.
Ah.
Silky smooth like ice cream. Do the Wilhelm scream.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah! Ah!
You're listening to Lounge Nautica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was, I think, now, it's spelled J-S-Q-R-D. Just good. I'm calling it J-squared. What do you reckon?
Yeah, it must be, surely.
I don't know what else it is. I might be missing something obvious there, but anyway, that was, I think, J-squared and the Mixed Up Zombies with a track called Do the Wilhelm Scream, and I've completely forgotten to get a website for it.
Oh.
So instead, while I'm looking for a website for it, I will pose the question, do you know what the Wilhelm Scream is?
I know it's a sound effect. I can't remember where the origins of it is, but it's used all over the place, and it was become a bit of a, like obviously all the TIE fighters and things in Star Wars with Wilhelm Scream. I thought they were. No?
Well, they might have been something related to it, but the,
okay.
I will just tell you that, oh, first of all, I have a Bandcamp page for J-Squared and the Mixed Up Zombies. What is it?
J-Squared@Bandcamp.com?
No, it's not. It's I'm going to have to copy and paste this so I can see it in a different format.
Oh,
totally.
God, if we've got font issues.
Get rid of that. Yeah, that's the last thing you need on this show, isn't it?
Font issues. Jesus.
Font issues, motherfuckers. Motherfuckers. Now, what, right, it is J-S-Q-R-D A-N-D-T-H-E M-I-X-E-D hyphen U-P Z-O-N-B-R-I-E-S. So J-squared and the mixed hyphen up zombies.bandcamp.com. So sorry about that. Probably be on the internet. Two, Tony, two. I will now reveal what the Wilhelm Scream is. So, okay. According to Wikipedia, I did check it. Hmm. You're kind of right that it's a scream that was first used in, I think, 1951, that was a scream done by a country singer as part of a load of sound effects for a film, right? And it went down so well, it started being used in other places as well. And it's been used in over 400 films. What surprises me is that it's a lady scream. And if you're saying that's the sound of a TIE fighter, it might have been. They might have
I think they messed with it
because it didn't sound like someone.
They started using it in every film, just try and put it in there, you know, like an Easter egg.
Right. So, but anyway, that's the Wilhelm Scream.
Right.
So you've heard it. I know what it is. I'm not going to try and do it. We all know it. In fact, on my very first album, the Wilhelm Scream was recreated by my friend Kerry, trained singer.
Excellent.
She didn't know she was doing it, but I said, can you do a scream like that one everybody knows? She went, yeah, all right, and gave us a high-pitched wail that scared the fuck out of everyone in there. Right, so that's that. Point of the internet two, Tony, two. Did you do anything last week?
We had some good news work-wise, so we're starting to got some work confirmed, which is good for long-term listeners. It's been a bad year, but we've kind of got some work, which is good. So that started off. Did a gig. More importantly than that, for that financial nonsense, we went up to Blackpool on Saturday with the Apocalypse Babies, and we played Champs Sports Bar.
Which actually, how was it?
It was good. Yeah, excellent. It was basically the same street we played last time, just like four doors down. Blackpool was packed, so it was good. We had a good crowd. Three bands. We had Try Subversion and the Puncturists, who we've played before. Which you remembered and I didn't.
Yeah.
But they played, they were good, and we were in the middle of them. And it was good.
And you stayed in a hotel in Bolton, didn't you?
Because something to do with the lights. The hotels had all quadrupled in value. Like the £40 hotel we stayed at in August was £160, and the only thing you could get was B&Bs.
Oh, so was that because have they turned on the Christmas lights?
Must have done something like
Blackpool
that.
Blackpool Illumination.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they must have been the first weekend or something. So it was a big one. So we ended up 30 miles away in Bolton on the M61 in Rivington. It was all right, you know. It was £60 for the room, and it was all right. I've stayed in worse. I've stayed in better. It was fine, is what it was. But it was also
something else in Bolton. I can never exactly remember. Is Bolton the road that you go into on the A666?
Yes.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Halloween town. It's a Halloween town. I've driven in there before and thought, I'm on the A666. Anything could happen there. I did one gig in Bolton once and I thought, never again. I was terrified.
When I was driven up and it's obviously just pulling the sat nav, and I can't remember, was changing one of the lanes, and it was,
Day 666. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of those things they would just not have done, not have named it that, because people are like so superstitious.
It's a perfect thing to do when it's Halloween.
Yeah.
Go to Bolton. Let's all go next year. Let's make Bolton the Halloween capital of England.
Yay. And that was it, really. I came back.
Line up human skulls, real ones, all the way along the A66 for about a mile into town.
Oh.
It'd be all right.
Nice,
wouldn't
it? Yeah. I can't think of much else we did. Came back Sunday, and now today's Monday. So, yeah, that was it. Well, how was your week?
Wow. Since we last spoke, I saw Nottingham Forest beat Crystal Palace last Monday. Absolutely brilliant. Then I listened to them on Friday beat Leicester City. That was hilarious, especially when the boys started singing Stevie Cooper. Then on Saturday, and if I'd known about it sooner, I would have made it probably be Pizza Gig in the World. Yeah. I went round the corner to the Sumac Centre, because how I like to celebrate Halloween is with an anarcho punk vegan collective's Halloween gig featuring Rites of Hadder on in the afternoon. It was perfect. I was home for match of the day. Brilliant. Had a great time. And on Sunday, I had a new lodger move in. Absolutely brilliant. And guess what's going to happen tomorrow?
What's that?
He's moving out again.
No.
Yeah, he's found out he's got a job in Hucknall, wants to be closer, so he's leaving.
Oh.
Which means he's broken into the top three of people that have stayed here for the least amount of time. And he's now in the great company of a Polish alcoholic woman and a murderer.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He's done pretty well. Yeah.
Fine. Well,
that's what I did last week.
Right. Excellent.
Quite cool, man.
Yeah.
Right, should we play another song then?
Let's do that.
What we normally do on this show, for those of you maybe listening first time, is halfway through the show we do a stage called From the Vaults, when we play something from the past, right? Something we maybe played before, something we meant to play years ago, whatever. But this week's From the Vaults, because it's Halloween, everything's in the vaults. We're playing a new song, but by none other than Zombina and the Skeletones have got a new album out.
Oh, excellent.
First time in absolutely ages. Great album. Could have played any track of it, but they're leading with a single that they brought out that we're going to play instead. There's a video for it as well. Not that you'll see here. This is audio. What is Zombina and the Skeletones Bandcamp page?
Zombina.bandcamp.com?
Zombinaandtheskeletones.bandcamp.com. Making it Paulie Beanstead step 3, Tony 2. Don't kick my coffin!
Don't kick my coffin! Cheers.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Zombino and the Skeletones' Don't Kick My Coffin from the new album, out now. Check out Zombina and the Skeletones.bandcamp.com to find out more. But actually, all you need to do is type in Zombina, Z-O-M-B-I-N-A, to Google, and you will find it.
True.
Have you got any gigs?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Thanks for your gigs.
I thought you might have gone with a Wilhelm scream then, but you hold it. You can hit higher notes better than I can these days.
Thank you. Thanks for your gigs. If you don't forget, email me your gigs, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is watch them play. It is international, does not have to be in the UK.
You're welcome.
There you go. I think, and a reminder to Iron Mike, I think there is some crash induction gigs. So yeah, email me, Mike. It is coming, it's not yet, but it's coming up.
We will be more than happy to push those bad boys.
Oh yeah, also as an aside, Mario, the current drummer in Alcohol, and one of the best drummers in Alcohol, he says the chats are coming tonight in December, if anyone's interested. Rock City in December.
See, the first time they came to Nottingham, they played the Rescue Rooms.
Mm.
I didn't go then, and I won't be going to see him at Rock City either.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can watch any band that enjoys mullets quite so much.
I hold
Chats responsible for the mullet explosion.
I would say so.
Chats, then Australian cricketers, and then everything else went wrong.
But for this week...
Smoko! Leave me alone! It's a great song.
It is.
Timber Richer. When they played Rescue Rooms, they didn't play Smoko.
Did they not?
Yeah. Really all right, mate. Yeah.
Play the hits. Right, this week, Ashton Underline, this Saturday, the 2nd of November, there's 5 bands on, it's tick kicks off at 6 o'clock, we have Pisces Jesus Man, Scarlet Fever, The Apocalypse Babies.
Oh, fancy you being on your own gig guide again.
The Misspelt and The Daisy Men.
Oh, that's
so it should be a good one. We look forward to seeing The Misspelt. And yeah, so it's free entry. So it's a nice and early start, 6 p.m. It'll be finished by 10:30. Turn will be home by midnight. Lovely.
Tony's hoping he'll be home by midnight.
Maybe 12:30. But yeah. So it's another another Tony gig. Come over, buy me a Coke.
You guys are prolific.
I know.
You're just gigging all the time, aren't you? Exciting. Mm-hmm. And you got a new song, I noticed. It's a bit dark, just in time for Halloween, Tony.
That's what we do. They're always dark. Dark, you know, before the night and all that, innit? They're always darkest.
Yeah.
I think that's it, yeah. So, yeah, 5 bands, free entry.
Oh, sorry.
Go on, yeah, that's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide. There you go.
It's like that, innit?
It's like that, yeah.
Wilhelm scream. I think that's a pretty good impression. You hear the original, you won't see a lot of likeness there. Right then, 2 songs in a row again now. Stay tuned for Why Bother? Why Bother? Stay tuned for Why Bother? But first, Blood Money. These came with Damnations a while ago now, which is Damn It Records. I think you can explain it again, can't you?
You pay a monthly fee and you get music every 2 weeks, I think it is. Go to the Bandcamp page and they'll
information. That is something I in fact could probably have explained myself.
Yeah, there you go.
So amazing. What is Blood Money's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Blood Money?
facebook.com/profile.php?ID=100095030479208. Why is that, Tony?
Yeah, it's a default URL.
And Blood Money are not actually an easy band to find. I think they might be quite new.
Okay.
But it's quite hard. If you go to Facebook and you type in Blood Money, you'll be able to track them down. But there are one or two other Blood Money things there. Treat them as one word. You'll find them a bit quicker. There you go. It's helped it. Stay tuned for Why Bother. Poorly Be and the Internet. For Tony 2, this is Grimm.
bled like a shot fox.
Listening to the Fuse, at least underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It was Why Bother? Why Bother? Why Bother? And a track called Chasing the Skull, keeping up our Halloween intentions this week, all the way from Mason City, Iowa. What is Why Bother? I love their Bandcamp page, by the way. You're not going to get this right, I don't think, but okay. What is Why Bother's Bandcamp page?
Why Bother Band.bandcamp.com.
What's it, sorry?
Why Bother Band.bandcamp.com.
No, I think we mentioned this before. They're called Why Bother Iowa.bandcamp.com.
Oh, right, yeah.
Why Bother Iowa? Yeah, I know, yeah. Why Bother? Leave them alone. Why Bother Iowa.bandcamp.com. Poorly beat, and in step five, Tony 2 turned into a bit of a Halloween thrashing this week. And just before we talk about what we're going to do this week, Tony, I thought of a joke the other day that really made me laugh. It may fall on deaf ears here, but I think it might be the first instance of a joke involving a German car and the Wild West, right?
Okay.
Right. What did the cowboys say when you walked into a bar? Howdy, Quattro.
Oh, God.
I was laughing like a train. I am pathetic. Right, now then, are you doing anything this week? I was getting over that joke.
Yeah, got a work. So new project started today, so I'm working up in the hours. We're doing alcohol practice every 2 weeks. So that was last week, not this week. And then we've got, so there's nothing going on that-wise, and then gig on Saturday. So pretty much work, gig, and then probably even working on Sunday. So there's a lot of work coming up in the next few weeks, and that's fine. What are you up to?
I'm looking for a new lodger.
Yeah.
And I also got to look for my Jimmy Savile tracksuit, ready for trick-or-treat. Sit behind a dark door waiting for some unsuspecting child, hopefully with their parents, knock. So I can just open it in a Jimmy Savile tracksuit and wig. And when they say trick or treat, I'll say, ooh, treat, guys and gals. Terrible person. Yeah, that's all. I got no plans this week at all. I was expecting to have a really quiet week. And now, obviously, I've got to look for another lodger. So that's what I will be doing, basically. When I've got more news about something interesting, I will tell it. But until then, let's get on another song. Okay. Vicious Dreams, Tony, all the way from Orlando, Florida. What is Vicious Dreams' Bandcamp page?
Viciousdreams.bandcamp.com.
It is viciousdreams.bandcamp.com. I had tremendous trouble spelling vicious, or rather, I didn't.
Okay.
I tried to spell it how it's spelled, but my predictive text, let's put it on the phone first, kept trying to put in viscous. Viscous dreams, rather than vicious, but it's vicious dreams. This, I think, came out a while ago. My apologies, Vicious Dreams, if it's new. I've lost track a bit. You'll find out more about them via the Bandcamp page, which you've got right, Tony. Paulie Beaton is at 5:23. This is Keeping the Halloween Spirit Going. Tomb. Listening to Sitovitz and the Fireflies of February underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Vicious Dreams and Tomb. Find out more. Viciousdreams.bandcamp.com. How Halloween-y. Have you got a twat?
No.
Ooh, fiddlesticks.
Yeah, don't forget. Please do email your twats. Tony@punkyrager.com. I want the twat's name. Ooh, where are they from? And a reason for the nomination. It is that simple. Four twats, you get thanks to every twat responded to. Let me know your twats. Can't be Steve every week. Wouldn't mind if it was, but it could be. Let me know your twats, sis. We're that close to the US election. There's wars all over, Shant.
There really are.
There were no twats coming.
Said beautifully, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Over Shant. Yeah, but look, right, the problem with you not sending in twats is that you get conversations like these, right? And what I was thinking about during the last song, Vicious Dreams, Tomb, my mind wandered, right? And I thought about what it would be like to be a deliberately shit bingo caller, right, and say things like Two Little Ducks, 87, right? On its own, 46, right?
Yeah.
Just fuck everything up. Because they're going to listen for the number. They don't have... It doesn't matter what happens. You can say anything, can't you?
I think there'd be a riot.
Well, they might be a riot, but they might enter into the spirit of things as well. It depends what audience you've got. But I think if I walked on stage and said, a tree that has lost its soul yet regains its consciousness. 17. I think it'd be quite fun.
I think I'd like that.
Yeah, I see. You're warm into it.
I'm warm into it. Yeah.
Marital Carnage, 94. Let him work it out for himself.
There's a cruise ship job going somewhere, isn't there?
I wouldn't mind that, because you can't escape the bingo caller on the cruise ship. I can just walk around behind and say, sunburnt back, 24. I want to do it.
I think you should.
This may be how I come out of performing retirement, to set myself up as the shittiest bingo caller in the world. Oh, yes. Finally, my calling. Right, well, I suppose we're going to have to do one last track, are we?
Okay, yeah. Yeah? Yes.
Well, this is a Halloween special. We are continuing the Halloween theme. It's only right that I should ask you now about Hood Rats, Tony. All the way from Montreal. We played them before. What is Hood Rats' Bandcamp page?
Hoodrats1.bandcamp.com.
It's hoodrats.bandcamp.com. One word, HOODRATS. .bandcamp.com. Making it Poorly Be Internet 623, or as I like to say it, Desert Island Sorrow 63. Join a cult! That's about the size of it for this week. That was Hood Rats, Join a Cult. This has been, I say part one, it's kind of, because we kind of had a kind of Halloween show last week, didn't we? I'd like to call that the starter. This is the main course. And next week, we have an evil dessert.
Ooh.
Maybe you could mention one or two ways people listen to this show in a way they haven't done before.
Don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page every week. Latest shows in the archive. Do check it out if you can. You can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioand.se, and radiofolkson.com. If you're down with a Fi, you can find us on the Spotify.
Spotify.
App in the podcast section. Also, Amazon Music and their podcasts a thing. And if you get yourself one of Alexa devices, people still buying Alexa devices? Probably. Good. You can get the Skill from the Skill Store. So it's Punky and the Skill Store. You find it, download it, it's free. Add it to the device. Let's maybe ask her in a Halloween-y way, but I'm not sure she appreciates the humour. She's just biding her time. I'm still convinced. I know I changed my tune, but she's going to kill us all.
John, we know. It's only a matter of time.
And I welcome it.
Yeah, I already know.
Yeah, done.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu! Apu! 59.
But you can't, yeah.